It's a conversation starter for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year.
Can we start here this morning just talking about Melbourne and in particular Wiedemann and also Brown? They still haven't decided as to what their best forward line setup might look like. Mm-hmm. Do they need to play either of those guys, or could they go with Jackson Gawn, McDonald, and then Fritsch and the other smaller type players around them? Is that maybe their best mix? And neither of those guys get a look in.
It's exactly what I got it written down. Is that their best option might be neither of them. They may very well go with Jackson out of the square, McDonald playing high, and Jackson and Gawn spending time deep with Fritsch and Neil Bullen and Spargo and Pickett to support. That's an option, absolutely. And unless one of them come out and absolutely put their stake in the ground and say, yeah, you cannot not play me in the finals, then that would be an option.
Does it worry you that they're still undecided about all this?
No, not when you...
They sit on top of the ladder.
Yeah, so they've been able to manage it so far. But, ideally one of them would. If you're a Melbourne supporter, ideally one of those two blokes by the end of this year will have made it impossible for Melbourne not to play them. If they don't, though, then it won't be the end of the world, I don't think.
Right, so it's up to either of those guys to stake their claim.
Yeah. Which one would you be going? How would you be going?
I'm not convinced about either of them. I'm not sure that the forward line doesn't look better without them.
Simon Goodman was asked yesterday about that, and this is what he had to say.
I don't think anyone's a certainty. We don't give anyone guarantees to play. What we'll do is we'll pick the best team that's available and the best team that's in form, no matter who the name is. And Ben's still building his game. He's looking better and better all the time. His body's getting better. And the similar thing with Sam, just because they're a name or they've played a certain way before doesn't mean you get a game automatically. You've got to fit the team and you've got to be in form and you've got to be ready to go. And as I say, I think competition for spots is really healthy, and we'll continue to find what the best mix is.
They're top team Melbourne at the moment, okay? So they're one of the favourites to win the flag. If they went with just Jackson, McDonald as their two tools, Jackson, Gawn obviously rotating into the ruck, then they've got Fritsch, then they've got Pickett. Who fills the other two spots?
Neil Bullen is a certainty.
Okay, because...
I'll tell you about why in a minute.
Yep, and the other?
Well, then you got Spargo, who plays as that small pressure forward, who's made that his spot at the moment. Melksham's got designs on that on one of those positions too, so there'd be a few putting their hands up for it.
Why Neil Bullen?
Well, this is the thing about Jackson and Gawn. Jackson is getting better and better every time he plays in the ruck, becoming more and more of a handful for opposition ruckman because of what he does post-clearance, right, which is a really important statistic. And Gawn's the best contested mark in the competition at the moment. So that's the option that you've got also if you don't play either of them. Neil Bullen plays because Neil Bullen's the teaser pony. I wanted to talk about this. I was watching Jake Stringer run around doing what Jake Stringer loved. What we loved to see Jake Stringer do on the weekend. I thought, it's good. He just goes into the centre when he wants. So primarily to try and get the centre clearance, and then he just makes his own way, Dusty style, wherever he wants to go. And there's a few players in the competition that are doing it at the moment, which we all know, which is great. That's not a revelation. The thing that we need to acknowledge are the teaser ponies, and they're the ones that do all the hard work, do all the preparation, but never get any of the great glory. And Nathan Fyfe had this to say when he won a Brownlow in 2019. Have a listen to this in his speech.
Brownlow medals aren't won on your own. The two players I will point out, Darcy Tucker and Reece Conker, who had the task of being accountable for my man quite often when I got to go hunt the footy. So to Darcy and Reece Conker, thanks very much. The selfless roles you've played, the texts that I get from Conks before games saying, you get after the pill and I'll cover your man. I can't tell you how important that is as a player and a leader to be able to have that sort of confidence in your teammates that they're going to have your back.
So I reckon that was a great thing to say there. He said, I might be the best player in the competition this year, but one of the reasons is that people are prepared to let me play my role without me having to worry too much about my man. And that's what's happening. Neil Bullen does it with Petrarca. So Petrarca can pretty much go, chase the footy with Neil Bullen just making sure that he's got coverage. And Langford's doing it with Stringer. So Stringer goes and does what he wants. Langford's playing half forward. Ball gets bounced. Langford's got to, I'm sure, has to be aware of where Stringer's man is. He slowly drifts up into the middle of the ground. Now, there are sometimes when Stringer doesn't go forward then, they get stuck with five and they have a remember Hardwick took that mark late in the game, uncontested? Well, that's because Langford had come up to be the teaser, had come up to cover for Stringer, and Stringer hadn't made his way back. So those crossovers are right. But Fife acknowledges that Petrarca's got that license. Dusty and Lambert, I think Lambert, you know, is a
Others have been doing that for Dusty, yeah.
Lambert starts as a half forward, the ball gets bounced, Dusty then does pretty much what he wants, which he should, and then Lambert does the covering. I think it's an underrated, important role and one we should acknowledge. And just occurred to me when I was watching Langford do the...
I think that's a cup of coffee that's just gone over the panel. while you're doing that, okay, let's just change gear ever so slightly. Sydney and GWS, we know that they both had to get on sort of flights very quickly down to Melbourne for the weekend. According to Eddie on Footy Classified last night, they may be here for some time. Have a listen to this.
The big story is both GWS and Sydney are here and may well be here for the next month. It's as simple as that. They don't know what's going on now in New South Wales. It's all up in the air again. And
there you go. So Eddie going with that on Footy Classified last night, the fact that they are here at the moment. They don't know exactly where they're going to be this time next week or the week after. In fact, they may be down here for a month, which is going to obviously throw the AFL schedule and the fixture into the air again. Not that they haven't been able to deal with that in the past. How are you going with the coffee there, by the way?
Got it basically a three-quarter cup down my pants.
There you go. Dale's in down there in Tassie. Campania in Tassie. Good morning, Dale.
G'day, boys. How you going? Just two things quickly. One, those blokes you read out before the news that would go and play for the Gold Coast because they can't get a game elsewhere, none of them are going to get the Gold Coast either to the finals or a grand final, so I wouldn't waste your time on any of them. But the second thing, and most importantly, is let's just wind that bloody licence up and send it to Tasmania anyway. On the weekend, if that did not show the AFL the passion that the true heartland of Aussie rules football has, bringing Tasmania a licence and making it happen down here, and not in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, but bloody next year, then what does it show them? Just imagine Tasmania versus Collingwood or Richmond or Essendon. We'd pack the stands out. We'd have 20,000 people there without restrictions, no problem at all. But here we are, just wasting money on a bloody franchise that means nothing to anybody. And we could be here in Tasmania where it's actually deserved to have a licence many, many years ago.
Dale, I can hear your passion. I think everyone can hear your passion, and everybody saw what took place there last weekend. But it's just not going to happen that quickly. I think the AFL, they are looking at it. And
even the people who have been commissioned to do the report into it know it's not going to happen next year.
No, they're not expecting it to happen next year, but they're hoping at some stage that it does get green-lighted and happens within the next 3 to 5 years. But
it was great.
Gary's right. The Suns aren't going anywhere. They're not going anywhere in the short term. No. They are committed. The AFL are deeply committed to making the Gold Coast Suns work. How are you going there with your commitment?
Well, pants are a bit warm, but on a cold day.
You haven't destroyed anything?
No, well, we're still on air. So I didn't have it where I wasn't allowed to have it, the hot drink.
It didn't go over.
God, nothing is working today. God almighty.
I might have to get Jordan Lewis's chair here, though, and swap. Cheers. Sorry about that. I'm a bit distracted.
We might take an early break because we've got to get to Benny Gale after the break. Richmond had an amazing announcement yesterday. Over 100,000 members. So we'll get to him after the break and you can do a bit more tidying and cleaning up there.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359. Up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Just occurred to me when I was watching Langford do the...
I think that's a cup of coffee that's just gone.
That's not great, is it? Hey, Benny Gale, in just a moment, live Euro scores. Portugal and France have finished 2-2. Uncomfortable. Germany and Hungary 2-2 as well. Conversation started for the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. It's all right, Wisby, we need a holiday.
You'll need to get some cream for that. Those burns, though.
Yes.
That's serious.
Tim's contribution.
In that region, too.
To the fact that I'd spilt my coffee was oil. That's going to stain. That's appreciated.
I was more worried about the panel, actually, about us going
I didn't
off
go
air.
On the panel. I didn't go, went all down my pants.
Well, it's all caught on camera here, so we'll release those on socials very soon.
Sean's in Morty Alec. G'day, Shawnee.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
I just want to talk about the Suns for a moment. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to jump on anything that goes wrong and so they should shut the franchise down. But I actually think the problem, the issue they've got is cyclic. We have this discussion every 3 years, and that is they recruit young talent, they develop them into good young AFL players, then they get attracted back to the southern states because they want to play in front of 100,000 at the MCG.
Yeah,
it continues to happen. Prestia, Lynch, you know, May, all of the good players. You could pick a final side out of the players they've lost south.
That is true.
That is true.
Shawnee, but so did Elliot Yeo leave. Who was the other Brisbane Lion boys that kept that took off? There's a whole heap of them.
Elliot, no, he Brisbane Lions. Yeah.
Brisbane Lions.
Well, Doherty was Brisbane Lions.
Doherty
as well.
Left. There's others that left at a time when they were also looked to be in a parlous situation, and what Sean's saying, that no one wanted to stay up there, and then they got their footy club, right? They got Chris Fagan and others, got a great environment, and now they all want to go up there. Lockie Neal couldn't get there quick enough.
Well, you had a great stat the other night on your show, and that was they've either been the youngest or the second youngest list and team in the competition since 2011, since they started.
Yep.
So they've never been able to develop a real team that's been able to push through and, you know, for a 5 or 8 year period, which you need to be able to do.
Good morning, Gary and Tim. As a Pies supporter, I can only look at the Tigers in administration for what they've done on the field and behind the scenes. It kills me to say, but well done to them, Simon from Mitcham. Simon, there's a lot of AFL clubs that look enviously at the Richmond Footy Club and what they've been able to achieve. And hey, this is what I say, it hasn't always been like this. The Richmond have had dramas. Like we're talking about the Gold Coast Suns. The Richmond were in a Gold Coast Suns-like position at one stage.
On field they were. Yeah,
off-field, they were doing tin rattles, Tim.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right. But on-field, they were over a long period of time. They couldn't get it right. They couldn't get the success that their members were demanding. And then they did get it right. And then look at what's happened to them off-field as a result of that as well. Like all this membership was out there somewhere, but people weren't moved strongly enough to participate in the football club. But that's what success does. It brings all that.
The proverbial sleeping giant.
Melbourne could be that as well. You think about all the generations of support that Melbourne would have out there that was built on the success that they had, you know, like 50, 60 years ago, that generational support for Melbourne, people support them, but they haven't really been going to the football. They haven't been signing up as members.
Yeah.
If they get it right and have sustained success too, it's not just, you know, coming up and winning a flag and then going back down again. Richmond, what they've done in the last 5 years is extraordinary.
And you've got to have in that group the watchability, the charismatic superstar that brings along the next generation. Like if you go to Auskicks around town now, so Dusty was that for Richmond. On the back of Dusty, Cozzy Pickett is one of those generational talents.
Well, Petrarca is too.
Well, Petrarca,
you've got a couple of them at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he's sort of been there through good and bad, Petrarca, hasn't he? But Cozzy Pickett's wandered in now at a time when hopefully for Melbourne he's going to go. But he's the sort of player where young kids go, some Melbourne rusted on Melbourne supporters' kids will just have turned around in recent years and gone, I'm not bragging about them.
I still remember Damien Hardwick the year before when they re-signed him. And so the year before they had their first premiership win, and he was asked a question about the list, and he said, look, we've got a really good list of players here. And pretty much everybody in the media, ourselves included, said, well, you were the only one out there that thought that he was right in saying that. But look what they've been able to produce.
Yeah.
Look what they did the following year. No one saw it coming. And no one saw it coming apart from you.
A lot of text messages coming through about, and I could only describe them as jealous fans of other clubs. Some have been very magnanimous and putting their hand up and saying how good the Tigers are. Others, I think, just a little touch jelly. Hey, Mark in Canberra, before we take a break, I'm going to get to Michael Lombardi. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. Just on the Tasmanian, the issue of the Tasmanian team, I wonder if the AFL looks across town and has a look at the fact that the NBL have managed to get a team in Hobart without all the fuss that seems to be around the Tasmanian team. In other words, there was a will to do it and they did it. And next season, the Tassie Jack Jumpers will be playing. I just wonder why the AFL is moving at such a glacial pace when it clearly is possible if there's the will?
Well, I think the two sports are obviously different, fundamentally different. The numbers of players you needed to form a franchise are at the heart of that.
The stadium you need to build.
Stadium you would need, all those things. But they've been aggressive there. They've been talking about A-League expansion as well. So the AFL have got it on their agenda and they'll be having a very, very close look at it. We need to take a break. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and Peter Jackson celebrate their clearance sale on now up to 60% off store-wide. Michael Lombardi is joining us.
I'm going to duck up the street and get you a nappy too. You look a little bit wet around the
floor. I feel like a baby just sitting here, exactly. Just occurred to me when I was watching Langford do the...
I think that's a cup of coffee that's just gone...